Bavmetzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmetzia Bavli, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amed Beis, four lines after the Gemara that begins at the end of the Mishnah with the words Tani Roivitz. The Gemara now brings a Braisa, Tani Roivitz Leirav Son. The Braisa says he has to be crouching, but not if he usually crouches. V'chaza Tani Poirek Imoi Afilu Mea Palmim Bayoim. And the Gemara asks a question from another Braisa that says unloading even 100 times a day. How do we resolve these two? Hendetema Roivitz Vlei Ravson Bahu de Mapil Garmei Vendetema Poirek Imoi Afilu Mea Palmim Bahu de Onis. The first Braisa that says only once refers to when it's discernible that the owner is intentionally doing it, and the second Braisa is referring to where it's an accident. Kisifka. The same pasuk says, when you shall bump into, yochol pegia mamish, I might think it refers to physical proximity, tamud loima kisira, but the pasuk instead says, you will see, I kisira yochol afilu rochoik mea mil, tamud loima tisifka. Well, the pasuk said you will see, but based on that, even if he saw it 100 mil away, he must also help, and that's why the pasuk says, when you shall bump into it, there needs to be near enough that you can see it nearby, that you're not actually physically close to it necessarily. Hakeitzad, and how is that situation? Shiru Chachamim Echad Meshiva Umechse B'mil V'zeru Ris. The Chachamim evaluated it can be as much as 7.5 mil, which is the same as a Ris. Even then, he would still be liable to go and help him, but any more than that, he would be exempt. Azov Tazov Zuprika Hakim Tokim Zuteina. You shall surely help him refers to unloading. You shall surely stand him up refers to loading. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai tells us just as unloading is a Torah law and it has to be done for free, so loading is a Torah law and it's also done for free. Chamo Yisrael Masay Shel Akum, Devarkol Poik V'Toyin. If it's a Jew's donkey and a Gentile's load, all agree that he has to unload and load. Chamo Akum Masay Shel Yisrael. But if it's a non-Jew's donkey and a Jew's load, Kedivri Chachamim Loi Peirik V'Loi Toyin, Kedivri Shimon Peirik Loi Toyin. Then according to the Chachamim, they would say that he's not required to unload or load, but according to Rabbi Shimon, he would say that he must unload, but he does not need to load. We come now to the next Mishnah, Avidosai V'Avidas Oviv Shaloi Koidemes. If he's able to retrieve his own lost item or his own item comes first. Avidosai V'Avidas Rabbi Shaloi Koidemes, or if he's able to retrieve his own lost item, or his Rav's, his own item comes first. Avedis Aviv of Avedis Rabbi, if he's able to retrieve his father's lost item or his Rav's, then Shel Rabbi Kodemes L'Shel Aviv, She Aviv Hevir L'Chai Olam Hazeh, V'Rabbi Shilim Dei Chochma Hevir L'Chai Olam Habo. His Rav's item has to come first because his father brought him to this temporary world, but his Rav, who taught him wisdom, brings him to the eternal world. Imhaya Aviv Shakol Keneged Rabbi, Abedas Aviv Koidemes. If his father is equally as great as Rav, then his father's item comes first. Haya Aviv Rabbi Noisim Masoi, Maniach Eshel Rabbi, Bachakach Maniach Eshel Aviv. If his father and his Rav are each carrying a load, he must help down his Rav and then afterwards help down his father's. Haya Aviv Rabbi Bebeis Hashevi, if his father and his Rav were captured, he must redeem his Rav before his father. But if his father was a Torah scholar, he has to redeem his father first before his Rav. And the Gemara says now, Tani, we learnt in a Braisa, Ezu Rabbi Shalim Dei Chochma Kol She Pasach Le Tchila. Devi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, who is called his Rav that taught him his wisdom? It's the first Rav to teach him. Rabbi Yudan Aimer Kol She Roiv Talmudai Memenu. Rabbi Yudan says, the Rav that taught him most of his knowledge. Rabbi Yosi Aimer Kol She Heya Einav V'Mishnasai. Rabbi Yosi says, whoever enlightened his eyes with even one Mishnah. Rav Kerabi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan Kerabi Yehuda, Shmuel Kerabi Yosi. Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel follows the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, as follows. Rav Kerabi Meir, we find that Rav followed Rabbi Meir, Chad Bar Nash Pasach Pumei de Rav, Vasham de Damech Ubaza Eluya. One person began teaching Rav Torah when he was young, and when Rav heard that he died, he tore his clothing in the way that one tears upon the passing of one's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan k'Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see that Rabbi Yochanan followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yochanan hayasalik me tivrei l'sipoiri, chamachad ba'anash nachas min tamon. Rabbi Yochanan was traveling once from Tver to Sepphoria, he saw a person traveling in the opposite direction. Amarle, ma kalab medinta? Rabbi Yochanan said to him, what is the noise I hear coming from Sepphoria? Amarle, the person replied, chad rabich damach v'chol ama parian metaflebe. The person answered that one rav passed away and everyone is running to escort him at his funeral. Yod Rabbi Yochanan dehu Rabbi Chanina, shalach v'aisi manin tavin deshubsa uvazun. Rabbi Yochanan knew that it was a reference to Rabbi Chanina who had passed away, and he sent for his finest Shabbos clothing and he tore them. And the Gemara asked, v'loi kein tani kol kera she'ena yikshel bahala, eina kera. Didn't we learn that if the tear is not done in a way of panic, which means immediately, it's not valid? So why did Rabbi Yochanan wait for his Shabbos garments? Rabbi Yochanan bar meva de rabba umakwise, v'liyadin imashum dehu rabbe imashum shmuris harois. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan wished to do a significant act to show his supreme respect for Rabbi Chanina. We do not know if it was because Rabbi Chanina was his rav, or if it was because of the terrible news that the head of the Beis Din, Rabbi Chanina, had passed away. Milsad Rabbi Chia bar vava v'tzipoiri chama kol amapari, amalei lama kolei amapari. However, from the story we see that Rabbi Chanina was not Rabbi Yochanan's primary rav, because Rabbi Chanina was walking to Sepphoirim leaning on Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chanina saw that everyone was running and he asked Rabbi Chia, why were they doing this? Amarle, so Rabbi Chia says to him, Rabbi Yochanan yasev v'darash v'bei medrasha d'rei benaya v'chol amapari mishmi'ine. Rabbi Chia said that Rabbi Yochanan is giving a drosh, is expounding in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Banaya, and everyone is running to hear him. Amar, so Rabbi Chanina said, Brich Rachmona, Techami Lepurin, Ad Anavachayim, Regadte Pashtisle, Chutz Mimishle, Vekoiheles, Ad Amar, Kol Talmud Vetalmud. Rabbi Chanina says, Baruch Hashem, for he showed me the fruits of my labor in my lifetime. Rabbi Yochanan learned from me all areas of Regadte except for the books of Mishle and Koiheles. Now we see from here that this shows that he wasn't Rabbi Yochanan's primary rav, because he only taught him a Galata. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan held every student has to tear over his rav, even if he's not his primary rav. And the third one is Shmuel ku Rabbi Yossi. We find that Shmuel followed the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Amar chad bar nash, esbel Shmuel b'shnei maftechos, echad yored la'amas beis ha'shechi, v'echad paiseach kivan. Shayam yored yode ad sheyichyu, haya paiseach kivan. Shmuel follows the ruling of Rabbi Yossi because we see one person explained to Shmuel the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid that teaches there were two keys used for opening the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash in the morning. Next to the Shah HaGadol, the great gate that had to be opened from the inside, was a small doorway. The person entering would first open the small door with the first key, and then he would enter. He entered into a ter, which is a chamber, and with a second key he would open the door that was located between the ter and the Heichal. Once he was inside the Heichal, he would open the Shah HaGadol from the inside. And this person explained to Shmuel that the meaning of the Mishnah is that teaches concerning two keys is that in order to use one key, he inserted his arm into the deep keyhole until his armpit. The second key was easily used to open the second doorway. And when Shmuel heard that this person had died, he tore his garments. And we see from here that Shmuel treated him as his primary Rav, even though he only taught Shmuel this one understanding of a Mishnah. Harnolach Perek Elimitzius. And we continue now into Perek HaMafkid. The first Mishnah in Perek HaMafkid. HaMafkid etzel chaveroi behema oi keilim benignavu oi she'abdu shilim v'loi rotz l'shova she'omru she'michinam nishba v'yotze. A person who deposited an animal or vessels with his friend and they were stolen or lost, he pays if he does not wish to swear that he was not negligent, nor did he take it for himself, because Chazal said that an unpaid watchman can exempt himself from payment by swearing. Nimse Haganlef, Mashalan Tashmei Kefel, if a thief was found, then the thief has to pay double to the watchman because the watchman had already paid in full for the item, thereby becoming its owner. Tovach or Machar, Mashalan Tashmei Abba Vachamisha, Lemihu Mashalem, Lemisha Pekodn Etzloi, Nishba Veloy Rotz Leshalem, Nimse Haganlef, Mashalan Tashmei Kefel. If the thief slaughtered or sold it, he has to pay 4 or 5 times the value of an animal, which is 4 if it was a sheep and 5 if it was a cow, and he has to pay the watchman. If he paid because he didn't wish to swear, then if the thief was found, then he pays double to the watchman. Tovach or machar meshalem tashnei arba v'chamisha lemihu meshalem lebal ha'pikadon. If he slaughtered or he sold it, he has to pay 4 or 5. To whom does he pay? To the owner. And the Gemara now asks, Minan Tesile, from where do we know that he pays double to the watchman? Im Timotze Biyodoi, Hakaneva, The pasuk says in Shmos Perikov Beis Pasuk Gimel, if a stolen item shall be found in his hand. Now, do we not know that if he found it in his hand, he must pay double? What do we learn from the phrase, he shall pay double? If it's not referring to this case of a regular thief, it must be referring to our case, which is if the watchman had paid for the item, he receives double if the thief is found. And the gift should be here now, Rav Nachman al lepirka de Byudin amakamei hada. Rav Nachman went to the class of Byudin, and Byudin expounded the teaching that we just had. Amalei Rav Nachman said to him, Amar de basar nishpa v'lo rotz l'shalem. Teach over the latter part. If he swore because he didn't wish to pay, nimtza ganef mashal antashna mekefel. Tavach umacha mashal antashna abar v'chamisha. Lemi mashalem lebar pikadon, v'shalem lemisha pikadon sheloi. So if he saw because he didn't wish to pay, if the thief was then found, he has to pay double. If he slaughtered or sold it, he pays 4 or 5. Now, to whom does he actually pay? To the owner. And why doesn't he pay to the watchman? Reb Nasa, b'shem Reb Yonah, chaim shnayim mishalem lamokim she'akeren mahalech shama kefel mahalech. Reb Nasa, quoting Reb Yonah, said, the pasuk says in Shmos Perek Chof Beis, pasuk Gimel, he shall pay double. This teaches that the same person that receives the main primary payment also receives the double payment.